This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
First thing I'm going to do is take your phone calls on the other side of this next break, then I'm going to hit all the other news. Need to get out there on just incredible information. The UN's highest scientists admitting that it's killing people and they're covering up what goes on. It's not tested. Wow. So that's coming up into the war with Owen Schroyer. Well, Richard Spencer, I got to say, you actually had a discussion with me. David Duke just wanted to score points and talk about Jews all day. And I would have him back on. I want to have controversial people on the show. It just turns into trying to like score points to the other person. But I appreciate you coming on the show. And are you going to be in Virginia next week? I'm going to be there in D.C. at the Women's March.
Well, I might come down if you're there. Sure.
Well, I'd like to interview you if you are. I think that'd be a good on-camera interview, very thought-provoking. Because, again, I mean, compared to the left right now, you're like an anti-racist.
Thank you. You're right.
Well, I mean, I'm serious. I'm really scientific mm-hmm. about this. I'm pro-human. I really don't want to release the bioweapons, the race specifics. And that's really what the globalists are planning in this dialectic. And the West is going to be so overrun and so down that they're going to want a large group of people to acquiesce and agree to wiping out all the non-whites. And I really just don't think I'm going to go to heaven if I do that.
That's absolutely not what I want. I want there to be a future for Africa. I want there to be a future for Asia and India, but also a future for Europe and a future for white people.
Can you see how the globalists want to elicit absolutely. That massive clash? They want to have that Guder Dhammarong, that battle of the gods.
Well, I agree. I think there is a kind of apocalyptic quality to this. I think there's a apocalyptic current within white people in North America with the popularity of end-time conspiracies and Christian Zionism and so on. I think these are all very bad things. I think we need to think about having a flourishing human future. Absolutely. One thing we could talk about is the question you asked before the break, yes. which is the what's going to happen with the globalism as it is. The way that I would think about this is that the United States is an empire. It's a different kind of empire than, say, the British Empire, or the French, or the Austro-Hungarian Empire, things like that. It's based more on financial globalism, and it has Zionism as a component of it, as an indispensable component of it as well. But it's been a more or less consensual empire. I mean, since 1944 and the Bretton Woods Accords, there's been dollar hegemony in the sense that this is how everything is effectively priced, oil in particular. And the United States has, it's gained its legitimacy by seeming to be pro-democratic and pro, markets and things like this. I think that the United States empire in the coming years is going to become more like empires of old. And we saw this recently with the controversy in the Iraqi parliament, in which Iraq wanted the U.S. troops out. America kind of said or seemed to say, okay, right, we'll obey you. And then now they are effectively saying, absolutely not. We're going to kick you out of the dollar system if you even think about this kind
of
thing.
Well, what you're saying there is true. And then on top of that, any country trying to get off the dollar ends up getting attacked.
Yeah, well, I mean, that might have been one of the motivations behind knocking off Gaddafi in Libya. Saddam Hussein also made noises about moving to a non-dollar system for pricing of oil. So that is massive.
What but about again, Trump doing nothing about the internet censorship?
Zionism as well.
What about Trump doing nothing about internet censorship? That's a huge failing.
He's monitoring the situation, as you know, Alex. Even though it would be a political winner just to go out there and say that, look, we don't have to agree with everyone, but as a U.S. citizen, you have a right to this new public space, which is social media.
And people ought to boycott big tech. He can say that, but he does nothing. And you talk about authoritarianism, that's where you see America losing its real power, not in weapons or money, but our ideas and freedom. And if we abandon that, it's absolutely true. And then we've got Mike Moore, again, saying whites are inherently bad, making you more like Martin Luther King than Michael Moore. And I'll play that clip after you're gone for folks who think I'm joking. All right, Richard Spencer, very interesting discussion. Please come back again. Richard B. Spencer on
on Twitter for now. Alex Jones is not there. All right. Thank you, Richard Spencer. Very interesting. Very thought-provoking. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
Discussions with people, even though we disagree with them. And you got to hear what Richard Spencer really thinks. I think he's being used by the establishment to create balkanization, obviously, even if he doesn't know that. But compared to the sound bites I've seen, I'm not 100% sure now. Maybe we should have him back again and take calls and see what you think. There's a movement to end humanity as we know it, a post-human move. And that's attacking the little boys, attacking the little girls. They don't care what color you are. They're attacking the children. And it's good versus evil. And it's absolutely true that whites are under attack and that the left is pushing it with the Marxist-Leninist agenda. But I believe we're smart enough to expose that and change that. That doesn't mean we shouldn't be proud of who we are, no matter what color we are, and stand up for ourselves when people try to guilt us into submitting to their political agenda because we're white. I don't care what color you are, you need to stop laying down to globalist bullying and globalist pushing garbage. And I can just look at the metrics and I can tell you statistically, we get as much support or a little bit higher from Hispanic Americans than we even get from white people. So, because we can see the numbers, we have the analytics. I don't tailor my message according to analytics. I just tell you what I really feel as a human, and people resonate with it. But we have a very high percentage of black folks that listen to the show, Asian people and Indians. I mean, when exposed to this, people want freedom. That's why people want to come to America. And that doesn't mean we just bring in 100 million people in 10 years. And, you know, no, you can't, because the left's brainwashing them to be racial and hate whites. You absolutely can't, because the majority of people being brought in right now are being totally made dependent and brainwashed and used to drive down wages and to be racially based. But people that have been here a generation or two now, I don't care what color they are, they get what's going on. And Generation Z shows that. That is the least white generation in American history. And in all the polls and studies, they're the most conservative. See how that works? And it's not because they're brown. It's because they're living in this clash, and they see that it's a load of crap. Now, that doesn't mean you become a leftist bleeding heart and run around apologizing, you know, because you're white to counter this. And you don't then run around and put swastika armbands on either, in my view. You say, damn it, here's the scam they're running. Don't we want to be smart enough to not do this and be a bunch of idiots? And then if we fail, and 20 years from now, I'm in some white redoubt with my family because I've got to be, and a giant group of people that aren't white are coming to kill me. I'm going to fight and fight hard. Damn well, you better believe it. They choose to be racial. They choose to run their flags that way. They want to fight. They'll get one. But that'll be a group of non-whites that have decided to come at me because I'm white. It won't be all the other brown people that didn't choose to be with that pirate horde. But that's exactly where this is. And the left have something called a broken coalition strategy. All these atomized, alone people that they then throw together. And right now they're using the attack training doll of white people, and whites need to reject it and get in the face of it and get in the face of the left pushing racialism and a total abandonment of Christianity and Martin Luther King Jr. and everything, and absolutely get in its face. And if they'll talk, the racist left, then talk. Spencer would talk. I talked to him. In fact, listeners should recommend the racist minority leaders we should get on. But behind almost all of them are white PhD Ford Foundation folks. You know, Ford was the second biggest supporter of Hitler in the world. It wasn't Germany. It was IBM and it was Ford. Still like Ford cars, not against them. I got a Ford truck. Henry Ford was a wild man, and he really supported Hitler. He also supported the working person, a lot of other stuff. And he put his $30-something million when he died into the Ford Foundation. People go, boy, it sure is different than Henry Ford. Ford was a Nazi, but he supports all this leftist stuff. But you think a guy like that didn't put the money where he wanted it? He wants racial division to then trigger this big rising up that he believes will end up happening. I mean, that's why when you turn on CNN or MSNBC, it's Hitler channel. You're like, what do you mean? They're saying whites are bad. Hitler said whites were the best. It's a dialectic. They create the two sides, clash them together. I like the Russian model, where they know they've been attacked. They know they brought in all these other groups to hate Russians. Russians have been told to hate themselves, not have kids, all kill themselves. Russian suicide's down. Russians, for the first time in decades, are living longer. And they're having more kids. And they're coming back, not out of a racist thing that Russians are best, but that, hey, we're Russians, and we like ourselves, and we like who we are, and we've survived a bunch of people trying to take us out for 500 years, and we're not going to go down. And we're proud of ourselves. If you want to work with us, if you're anybody in the group, that's great. But you want to come in here and tell us what to do, we're going to throw your ass out. And if you try to stop that, we're going to kill you. And that's what the Poles are doing. And that's what the Hungarians and the Romanians and the Czechs are doing, because they've been invaded for 1,400 years by Muslims. And they know it when they hear again that white people are bad. You better let the Muslims in to run your life. They say, you know what? I can't go to a Muslim country and say, I'm going to run the whole show. I'm pulling my knife out and I'm fighting to the death. And they're winning. So I want identity for everybody. I want everybody to have their culture and have their strength and build up the best parts of their cultures and have our cultures come together as we want to come together as individuals naturally, not forced by big mega corporations that say the end of humanity is almost here and are about to have a giant global race war to bring us down. It's the only way the damn robots can win. And the blueprints for this satanic world government are right out of deep space, baby. It's all right there in Ezekiel. It's all right there in Genesis. It's all right there in Revelations. I mean, you actually go read that stuff for yourself. And then you're like, you'll know what you're reading. You're not tuning into Art Bell. You're tuning into the Bible. And there is a fallen off-world group. And he's got a big army, and they operate like any army does, from stealth. It's like our military wears the night goggles and comes at night. Well, they're right there, folks. They're right here with us. Every culture knows it. Everybody understands it. The globalists serve it. And they are working with a really nasty group to take us down. And I think we're smart enough to beat this. And the only way you're going to beat it is what we're doing here on this show. But then you can't accept the leftist ideology, and if you've got white children, you know, tell them, don't ever be proud of the fact you're white, and lay down to people telling you you're bad. No, we're all being racially targeted and discriminated against as white people, so we have to then stand up for ourselves and get past the peer pressure and say, this is what you're doing, shut the hell up. I mean, I'm not a big partier, but when I was getting divorced like 6 years ago, I would go to Halloween parties and stuff, and I would have women and other people walk over to me because I was famous, and go, are you a Nazi? Because I was wearing a captain hat, nothing like a Nazi hat, and I was a white guy. And I'd say, and they would say more about, well, there's all these Nazis around. I'd say, no, you're the Nazi. You're a racist that comes into the most open country in the world, and you tell me I'm a racist. and it was like Arab men doing it and leftist women. I would just laugh at them in the party and just get in their face. And they would piss themselves because they were so, oh, sorry, no, I'm not a racist. Let me suck your boots. That's not going to happen either. Now I'm going to go to Gustav and Johnny and Marcos and Alex and Jason and JD. And then I'm going to air this UN report. But I'm going to go to your calls when we come back. But you have to understand, folks, that I don't care what somebody thinks about me. So I don't not go along with the whole racist ideology because I'm worried about political correctness coming at me. Richard Spencer's on Twitter. He's on YouTube. I'm not. Because I'm trying to stop the anti-human takeover. And notice, they don't attack me when I say, hey, it's off-world entity manipulating humanity, trying to teach us how to destroy ourselves. Notice, they don't make a thing out of that because they all follow that. They all know that. They're not atheists. All these top globalists go, oh, there's interdimensions, we're aliens, we're telling us what to do. That's a freaking UFO cult out in San Francisco and Silicon Valley. They take huge doses of drugs to be able to interface with these entities that are giving them the blueprints, the ideas of all this crap to build, and then how to make us racially fight with each other to take us down. Let me explain it again. Interdimensional aliens are attacking us to make us all kill each other. The Bible says it. Are we going to put up with it? Are we this stupid?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption. Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're going to go to Gustav, Johnny, Daniel, Marcus, Alex, Jason, and JD before I go to the special report in the last segment today. It's beyond insanely important. But let's go to Alex in Texas first. Thanks for holding, Alex. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Right before I ask my question, I just want to give a big salute. Products are great. I used to play linebacker. I got redshirted my freshman year. I realized sports are just Roman bread and circus. But when you take iodine, fish oil, all these, you know, nootropics, I basically have, like, this desire to run every day, man. And I'm doing, like, 2.5 miles in, like, 20 minutes running every day. And
that's why I want listeners to try our high-quality fish oil, our high-quality nootropics, X2, X3, because people are going to get hooked. It's going to make their lives better. And then we can fund the operation, a total win-win.
Yes, sir. That Christmas mega sale pack y'all just had, man, that was an absolute just bargain. But definitely going to be saving up, and you know, I'm totally down for buying stuff full price and just supporting the info.
Well, thank you. I mean, what we did is we sold out of a lot of stuff just to make sure we had money to bring down inventory massively. So yeah, we're going to be leaner and meaner now, so there won't be those kind of specials at that level. Even though I say that, Super Female Vitality's 60% off right now. Super Male sold out, but so sorry. Go ahead, sir, and get into your point.
Yes, sir. Virginia, I had a question wondering, like, what's the exact date? Like, are they still, like, are hard on trying to get the guns and, like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Date?
Oh, yeah. They said, we'll call the military out. We got bills. We're going to confiscate the semi-auto. We're going to shut down the gun ranges. We're going to shut down all boxing, jiu-jitsu, all self-defense classes. I mean, there's actual bills, and they've got the votes, and they say that they're just going to set up checkpoints, and they want to start a fight. Because they know they can't win the general election. They want to start a civil war. So they're very serious about it, and I'm going to be going there, and I'll be there next week.
Wow, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's just kind of concerning, thinking it could be a civil war this month. You know, I'm here out in Round Rock, and it's just kind of concerning seeing, you know, I've been living in this area since 1998, and it's just you see the leftists, and you just see how this whole Austin greater metropolitan area has just really turned very blue. And
just imagine Southern California as a giant toilet that's full, and then there was a pipe going right to Central Texas, and then they just flushed it, and then that's what we've got here. And I'm telling you, it's not the illegal aliens that I don't like. It's the vampire leftist. It makes me sick.
Yes, sir.
And there are a lot of good people coming from California, too, but they're like one out of five because they're coming to flee it. No, the others just know they destroyed it, and they're coming here to do the same thing to us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, thank you for taking my call, Alex, and God bless.
God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Yeah, it's really bad. Oh, my gosh, I didn't realize Johnny was calling from Denmark. So I'm going to go to Johnny next, then Gustav. Johnny, you're on the air. Welcome from Denmark.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Thank you. Glad I finally got through. Happy new year and new decade. I call it the doubly roaring 2020s. Like you had the roaring 1920s, doubly roaring 2020s.
Yes, sir.
This year is the doubly roaring 2020. I've been an avid listener for about 10 years. Actually a very avid listener for, like, I don't know, 6 years. And listening for between 6 and 14 hours a day.
Wow.
On cold winter days here in Denmark, I listen to all the shows, and sometimes I listen twice. Because, you know, it's kind of in the background. If I was totally focused, I'd listen only once.
I understand.
I'm guessing that I am your best customer in Copenhagen and in Denmark, and maybe in all of Scandinavia.
Probably
I did the stats today. I spent about $19,000 last year on it.
Wow.
Money well spent.
It's that tiny percentage of folks that underwrite this show. So money well spent, my friend. God bless you. Are you still there, Johnny?
Yes. I was going to make a suggestion along those lines that you allow people like me to know. See, I'm speculating based on what you're saying, that only about 2% of the listeners buy from the shop, and of those, only a small percentage buy a lot. This might be an idea for your store. This is the first of many suggestions I have, to let people know where they stand ordinarily in terms of their city, their country, et cetera. Because, you know, if I knew that by spending another $100, I'd go to number one in who knows what, Denmark or Scandinavia or Europe, I might do it. Other people might do the same.
Well, I know it's hard to get stuff into Europe, too. And we've tried to think about setting up subsidiaries over there to get it shipped in. But then if you manufacture it there, you got to go through its rules. And it's cost prohibitive that we never gotten big enough to scale up and do that. But that was our goal. That's why they're trying to shut us down before we do that. But that's a great idea, sir.
Well, if you'd like to, I'd be willing to help with that, because I know a lot about the ins and outs here. For example, Sweden has much more lenient policies than Denmark. For example, I can no longer order 8-pack powder stack from the U.S. because, get this, if I order it from Europe, like, for example, Sweden, I can bring in products with melatonin. If I order it from the U.S., I can't. However, I believe Sweden does not have that prohibition. So if you had a warehouse or a distributor in Sweden and sent it there, it would be okay. And
that would get around that would get around the Denmark rules via the EU rule, right?
Right, exactly.
Wow, so Denmark is restricting and making melatonin a controlled substance.
Correct. They've already done that.
Well, I guess you could take a whole bottle of it and hurt yourself. That's like saying you can't have gasoline because you might burn yourself up with it. Just crazy.
Well, we know what's behind it. What's behind it is, you know, you are costing the medical pharmaceutical industry literally trillions of dollars. And that's why I tell people the four best guarantees.
Well, it's not just me, it's supplements in general. I mean, they've got all these double-blind studies that good turmeric is way better than Prozac. Prozac's bad for you, but, you know, in studies to make you happy. I mean, it's not just an antioxidant. It's not just for joints, the anti-inflammatory. And exactly. You go through all this, and that's why they're trying to patent fish oil and then not let everybody else sell fish oil. Well, it's a damn food. But yeah, I mean, it's what God gave us is the answer. And when people get the pure good stuff, it just makes their life so much better.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, listen to my voice. How old do I sound? I'm actually 55 years old going on 56. And the reason is because I've been taking very good care of my health throughout my life. And I'm very good at discriminating high quality stuff. And that's how I got attracted to InfoWars generally. The information is high quality and the products are high quality also.
Well, thank you, brother. Real quick, I want to get your take on Trump and Iran. Give us your view on that.
Yes, I I'm glad you asked about that. I was wondering, because we hadn't talked about that for a while, because this call screener said I should lead with that, but then I didn't hear about it for a while. I'm happy to talk about that. I just want to start with some background that I believe, based on my, you know, extensive research over decades now of, you know, world history and psychology and all that, that Trump is the greatest psychosocial, political, economical, spiritual super genius ever. And the thing about him is, if there were a political IQ test, his would be about a 300. I mean, and I've been saying now for years, he has clearly studied Machiavelli, he's clearly studied Bismarck, he's clearly studied Sun Tzu, and he's clearly studied Claudius, and I can get into any one of those. But it's interesting in that sense that he tweeted just the other day, quote from Sun Tzu, that the supreme art of war is subduing the enemy without fighting. And that's exactly.
Hold on. I want to hear you go through that briefly. You're such a good caller. We'll get to everybody else. I promise everybody holding. When we come back with Johnny from Denmark, these are the amazing listeners we have. And again, we don't screen your calls as to what you can say. I've just told John, I'm like, listen, I'm glad they're plugging the products, but we do that enough ourselves. Kind of tell them not what to say, but just get to their topic. We want to hear what they have to say about the topic and not so much about the products, even though people can hear how good they are. I guess I am starting to screen the calls like, hey, you don't have to tell me you love me. You don't have to tell me how great the products are all the time. Just we want to hear what you think about policy.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again. because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products M4's life, I still got sick every couple of years. And yeah, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and you made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, what I really think about the world is what I say on air. In fact, I say things on air I never say in private. This is like my secret place, right in front of the whole world. And that's what the establishment fears. It's somebody that just says what's on their heart, just looks at the world through the eyes of a child. And then I got a few other eyes to look at things. But I always look at it with the eyes of a child first. Speaking of Trump, there's a quote out there. I always butcher it. But he said, "The deepest thing I ever learned how to do was to be shallow." And, you know, that's because your subconscious, your mind, your spirit, all of it is hundreds, if not thousands of times more powerful than your cerebral cortex and your limited focus. And so it's the gut, women's intuition, whatever you want to call it, that is almost always right. Now, you can misinterpret what your gut's telling you and think it's something else when it's something else that's going on. You know, they say horses are psychic, and that's been proven. But they'll think it's this thing going on instead of that thing. And women are particularly psychic, and they'll think that it's something you're doing instead of what something else is happening. But we're all pretty much the same at the end of the day. What's psychic? It just means you've got senses in things that aren't just the five senses. It's all been proven. It's there. Again, it's how hummingbirds can fly from Canada to Guatemala, 5,000 miles, and land in the exact tree they were born in. They're following a magnetic line. Whenever I'm making a creative choice, I try to step back and remember my first shallow reaction. The day I realized it can be smart to be shallow was, for me, a deep experience. And the media made fun of that. That's from his book, Think Like a Billionaire, 2004. They go, it's an oxymoron. He said the deepness is being shallow. But the real deepness is your intellect that instantly knows something. So, you know, like you said, you need to rake the forest. That's technically the name they use in like a couple different countries in Europe, but that's the Aborigines call it scrubbing the forest. But again, we're being removed from our normal environment and then taught that everything normal is alien. So if Trump is doing this 3D chess, well, I just can't wait then for them to do something about the censorship, because big tech's spying on everybody. They're lying about it. They're doing all this incredibly illegal stuff, and they're not doing anything at the White House level to stop this. When it's bigger than just antitrust, it's bigger than just free speech. It's companies working to totally take over civilization and society, and maybe Trump is 3-4-D chess. Maybe he's bad then, because he needs to do something now. You know, I probably won't get to the UN report, even though it's our top story. I covered it Sunday. I covered it Friday. I covered it Saturday. It's so huge. Maybe I should just do the whole show tomorrow on it, because you can't just, you know, go piecemeal on something this big. The head UN scientist says vaccines are killing people. I said that again. Vaccines are killing people, and we've been covering it up, and there's no accurate real testing. And then she's on TV saying it's all safe and effective. And we have all the other top scientists saying you don't want adjuvants, and people are pissed, and the doctors don't believe us anymore, and they know the vaccines are hurting everybody. This is at the top summit in Switzerland. And, of course, it's in the independent media and, okay, a few hundred thousand views on my website, the Bandai video. This needs to be everywhere, and the only way it gets out is you. But see, first it's Censor Alex Jones, and now it's don't talk about vaccines. Don't even tell us what's on the insert. Wow, that's stopping public health. That's covering up for corrupt drug companies that Facebook and Google are invested in. Filthy criminals. And now they want to make these vaccines mandatory. The Nazis just lined you up and shot you, but see, they know how to give you a shot, kills you 10 years later. So violence is going to come out of this. I don't want violence, but if they keep trying to force vaccines and people get their kids hurt and they get hurt, these vaccine heads and these corporate heads and the big tech heads are going to be fair game. Open season. This is violence. Just like shooting black people up with live syphilis, telling them it's a damn vaccine for 40 years. The people that did that deserve to be hung by the neck until they died. Well, they don't just shoot the poor black folks up these days. They shoot everybody up with it. And I don't give a rat's ass what color you are. They better keep their damn hands off of us if we're smart enough to know what this damn poison is. Now, I'm going to go to Jason and JD and Marcus, everybody. So I got a real fast Johnny from Denmark. Get into Trump's 3D chess and 4D chess and this art of war stuff. And then give me your take on the censorship, because I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay. It's funny that you mentioned that in the context of what you just mentioned, it's a good segue for me, because just that quotation there, Politico says, oh, that's a contradiction. It was something like the day I realized I can be smart to be shallow was for me a deep revelation, or something like that. And what you mentioned, it was like maybe the day he learned to tune into his instincts. But like so many other things that he says, and with all due respect, like a lot of biblical passages, including in Revelation, as you mentioned before, it has several meanings. There's another one. Remember I mentioned Claudius and how I thought that Trump had studied him carefully?
Yes.
The main message for me from the Roman Emperor Claudius was that it's more important to be smart than to look smart. And moreover, sometimes part of being as smart as possible
is not look smart.
Not looking too smart.
Yeah, that's
and,
it.
And he does that too. And there's another sense in it too. Third sense, and which ties in with InfoWars also, interestingly enough, because as an avid InfoWars listener for a decade now, I realized there was enough out there. If everyone were as avid as me and listening in 2016 when there were the WikiLeaks of Vault 7 revelations, there's enough material there to put a lot of them away, our worst, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
However, it was information overload. And part of his 4D, 5D, or whatever D you want to say, genius, is being able to give people digestible bites of information.
All right. Part of the multifaceted intelligence is being able to not dumb it down, but put out complex thoughts and systems in simply understood Rosetta Stone systems that open up larger horizons. We get his name and number. We should get this gentleman on as a routine guest. I'm going to start that new podcast soon with the callers. Okay, thank you, sir. Let's go ahead now. Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Gustav in Texas. Thanks for holding her on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good, brother. Thank you for holding.
Hey, just real quick, I just want to, you know, say that we really appreciate you here in the hometown. Of course, you left the best for last. Being from Houston, real quick on the whole Iran situation and everything, I kind of think things are being played kind of double-sided by the president of Iran. We have to think back all the way to the Iran-Contra and what they did with the whole bill and, you know, the whole drug stuff that they were doing. I think now, coming to 2020, he has a clear idea of who our new leader is and the game that he is not playing with us, or with them, I should say, and that he is letting them know that the globalists, the establishment...
He's saying, meet the new boss, and it ain't the same as the old boss.
Right. That's exactly what he's saying. Yeah. And I think, as well as the establishment, I feel as if he didn't take it serious. He didn't take the win that we had got over the establishment in the election. He didn't take that as serious as when the first bomb struck down on his top general. That's when he knew, he said, okay, I either turn my back towards them or maybe some of that gravity can happen to me and my country. Because like you said, the annihilation could happen within a second. You know, we have drones flying over this 24/7 the past, I don't know, maybe 7-8 years since everything has started. So, you know, I think he comes to the realization that maybe Trump is not somebody who we should be playing with right now.
I think that's beautifully said. I just hope the neocons and others don't try to set Trump up with foreign stuff, because they could really, if they did Kennedy with the Bay of Pigs and other events, they could really sabotage operations.
Right. Because, like, to say that there isn't any moles, or to say that there isn't anybody that's in there spying on him, you know.
Well, exactly. That's why he said, I couldn't tell you in Congress because they'd have leaked it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you holding, sir. All right, we've got Kevin with a Black American perspective on InfoWars, and we're going to go to Marcos, Johnny, Jason, and JD. I got to move quick. Bam, bam, bam to the...
Hey, guys. It's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes... Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Humanity. The more we come together for a pro-human future, the stronger we are and the closer to God we are. It's not going to be Richard Spencer and all the white people to the white people and the black people to the black people. That means we don't all stand up for ourselves. But it's realizing the AI world government takeover that is against every child and those little unborn babies who bleed red blood, who are part of our species, are being killed by the millions. And they're all different colors. They haven't even had a chance to live yet outside their mother's wombs. And we're letting them die. We're treating them like trash. And we're telling ourselves we're trash. No, I'm not trash. And I'm not going to sit there and play into this dialectic. We've cracked the code. Jesus cracked the code. And it's the only way. All right, we got to move fast no matter how great these callers are. Kevin in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome, sir. Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Kevin here. Proud black American. I started listening to you in 2012. I was at Amazon for about 6 years. Don't know what's going on, but I started connecting dots. I took a break, and now I'm back. Info Warrior, hardcore, already ready to go. Been spreading the word nonstop. Bezos, he recommended a book, Behold a Pale White Horse. That's sort of still iffy for me. I know he went to Bilderberg, but you know, overall, man, I'm just pumped up. Glad to be an American. I'm tired of my own family disrespecting the Constitution when we still sit here and say, oh, Malcolm X. Well, Malcolm X himself respected the Constitution. And
well, he woke up later. I mean, he was always sophisticated, had a lot of courage, and was put under a lot of pressures. That's why he first had to stand up for himself before he could stand up for everybody. And I get that. Because when you're in a racially attacked thing, the first thing you do is stand up for yourself. But then he transcended it, traveling around the world, and saw the larger division. And as soon as he agreed with Martin Luther King, he was dead. Boom.
Exactly, exactly. And, yeah, I'm just standing up, man. I'm just going to thank everybody over there. And, you know what I'm saying, my aunt recently passed away, and we found out it was the vaccine, actually, that killed her.
Wow.
So when you're speaking about these vaccines, I know firsthand what's going on. I stopped taking it 2 years ago just in fear.
And let's talk about that. What, I mean, they admitted the reaction killed her?
Yeah, they admitted it. Yeah, it was the vaccine. I don't know exactly what chemical it was that was in it, but it was the vaccine she had recently got that.
Do me a favor. I'm going to get your name and number. Guys, don't let me forget to do this. We're going to do a whole vaccine show soon. Follow up on that. Call family and you know, get all the facts on it. We'd love to humanize your aunt, because this is what's going on, and it's everywhere. And now, have you seen the video where the UN admits it?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Please, for the next woman or man of every notice, they're targeting everybody with these shots, folks. And the doctors, the UN admits, are waking up. So they're not part of it. They're being lied to, too. And so we need to warn everybody, my friend. And so God bless you. All right. Get his name and number and then or give him our hotline. And as soon as he gets that info, we have to like treat these people like humans. I don't care what color you are. You get killed by a vaccine, we got to talk about it. They've got to the point where these people die, and it's hardly even an issue. And again, they can make clean vaccines that still have side effects but aren't as bad. They're doing it on purpose, and it's big pharma. The UN doesn't even test it. They don't even know. Pisses me off. Anyways, thank you, Kevin. JD in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, JD.
Good afternoon, Jones. Hey, I've been listening about the Iran stuff and the airplane. It's kind of funny how these guys avoided the question the whole time. They brought in the bulldozers to clear out the crash site.
Oh yeah, and by the way, on Friday, on Thursday, I'm like, look, bulldozers are covering it up. They're like, shut up, neocon warmonger. I'm just like, it's a war zone. The Tor missiles, they shot it down. Of course, now they admit it.
Right. So why did they wait so long to finally admit it? My question is this, sir, is who was on that airplane?
It was a bunch of Olympic. It was a bunch of Olympic athletes.
And you know, because I mean, I'm not trying to be conspiracy theorist, but you know, all these times these airplanes get shot down, like the one that just disappeared, like in 14 or 15 that came out of Malaysia, gone. Who was on those airplanes that were important to investigations? The same us.
Well, you're not being conspiratorial. We know that Israel blows up a lot of Iranian aircraft with Iranian generals. Like, they stopped flying a whole bunch of them at once on those because they put bombs on board. And a bunch of other governments do it as well. I believe the globalists, the NATO, shot down that Malaysian airplane to try to embarrass the Russians. The Russians had no reason to shoot down that. That wasn't in a bombing zone. And I'm not just defending the Russians. I just go with my own research. And we were right. They shot it down, Tor missiles. And there you go.
It's just some odd stuff, man. Also, real quick, sir, you know how we're ending this decade right now? You know, next year will be the new decade coming up?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you know how history repeats itself? Think about the war we just got out of. For almost 20 years, we've been fighting over in Afghanistan and Iraq and Iran, proxy wars and everything else, Middle East, all the hot spots. Now we're coming into the 20s. It's come almost resonance to the roaring 20s of 1920s.
Oh, listen, I agree. I was sitting here earlier thinking, I need to get storable food. Not just I'm selling it already. I mean, I need to get a place in the country. I need to get ready for collapse. Because if Trump doesn't completely succeed, he may stay in office, but if he doesn't totally succeed in quite frankly pumping the bubble up even bigger, which is almost an impossible job, we're going to have an explosive depression. I don't think any of us should lie about that to ourselves.
Yeah. I'm thinking the same thing.
You're feeling it, aren't you? Absolutely. God bless you, JD. Yeah, what goes up must come down, and it's so overextended. It's the big mega banks that did it, and I don't want it to happen. It's like It's like having a shoulder out of a socket, and they're about to pop that sucker back in, and you're like, man, I want this fixed, but I don't want to feel it. It's going to hurt like hell. Jason in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, man. I just wanted to comment on the Iran thing real quick.
Yes, sir.
I haven't heard much people talk about it today, but, I mean, this is the reason why we need strong borders. I mean, you know, Hezbollah is known to be all over Latin America, and people just want to ignore this problem. But this I think this whole Iran thing is really, you know, people should be talking about the need for a stronger border because of things like this.
See this really scary-looking guy they caught with the $22,000 and all the weapons outside Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, that's the thing with Iran. If it's just a straight one-on-one war with us, they have no chance. But people fail to realize there's sleeper cells all over America because of the last security on the border we have.
And it's guys like that is the reason we need guns.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, the Democrats want to take guns away from law-abiding citizens without realizing there's more guns in this country than people. So bad people are going to get guns regardless. I just hope people start talking about border security more in the sense that it's not just immigration that we're trying to control. It's bad people coming in here to destroy America from within.
You're absolutely right. Thank you for the call. I'll just say we should control the border because of that, but mainly because of fentanyl. One grain of pure fentanyl will kill you, and they're lacing everything with it, and everybody I know has people dying or almost die from it. I am so pissed. I'm going to say this. Anybody in my family gets hurt by fentanyl, I'm holding the Democrats responsible and the Chi-Coms, okay? That's violence attacking me and my family, and I am pissed. Yeah, they're it's horrible, and thank God Trump's trying to stop it, and thank God that law enforcement understands this isn't like cocaine or something where they let some of it slip through or whatever. Anybody with fentanyl selling it needs to be executed. Do like China does or Singapore. Kill people that sell it. I want them dead. Because it's too damn millions are getting killed by this crap, and it's pissing me off. Excuse me. We didn't really screen your calls on topics, and most of them are about Iran. You want to talk about Iran? We'll talk about it more tomorrow. War Room's coming up with Owen Schroyer here in about 2 minutes. But Marcus, you're our tail gunner. Thank you for holding from Texas, sir.
All right, sir. So I have something I want really quickly the crew to just promise me they'll look up. It doesn't have to be today, but in the next few days, look up Salvatore Pius. Salvatore Pius put out a patent. It's a patent for a vehicle that the U.S. Navy is using and says it's operable and enabled. And y'all should really look into
Salvatore,
it.
Tell me again. Salvatore?
Salvatore Pius. But it's like, it's Pius, P-A-I-S, like the country.
Okay, and it's a ship?
His name literally translates to savior of our country. This is real. This is really, really, really real. And it's an anti-gravity craft that can go from Mach 46. And it's real. Look it up.
All right. Well, I know there's a lot of technology they've been suppressing, like Hans and Weissman.
This is Space Force. This is the craft of Space Force. Realize that.
Well, I know there's a lot of hidden technology they haven't rolled out yet, and Trump wants to do that to innovate us out of this bubble into an even bigger one, a big juicy one. So I will look into it. Yeah, there it is. That's an article. I haven't seen that. I've got some documents. I'll look into that. It looks like Daily Mail. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you, Marcus, for the call. I'll look into that right now. Broadcast is ending. Please share the UN videos where they admit that vaccines are killing people secretly and there's a cover-up. They're at band.video. Lives depend on this. Share the videos. Band.video. Band.video. Band.video!
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.